Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Good afternoon. This is Brother David standing in for Dr. Youngblood, and I certainly appreciate you putting up with this country boy on today. Amen. For lending me your patience and a listening ear. I thank and praise God again for the opportunity to minister, amen, to the body of Christ, amen, in this way. And I promise you, I will sit down and I will tweak this situation until I get much better at it. This is my first time. You can tell I'm kind of walking barefooted right now, but I thank and praise God again for the opportunity. It is a learning experience for me. And I thank God again for Dr. Youngblood and Dr. Dorothy. I thank him for the opportunity to be under his tutelage. I have learned so much at Conservative Theological University since coming. And certainly, amen, we hope and pray, amen, that God will continue to bless them. Also, I want to say on that note, amen, we are praying, amen, for the recovery, amen, of Dr. Phelps. Amen. I understand he's under the weather. Amen. Sister Wanda, we want you to know today we have you in our prayers, and we hope and pray that God will continue to encourage you and to just let your heart be serene in the fact, amen, that he is a healer, he's a savior, and he's a deliverer. Trust in him on today, and he will never let you down. Amen. Got another headline here that says, amen, Psaki bristles at suggestion, Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. Irresponsible. This is Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. It says here, Jen Psaki labeled it irresponsible to say that Americans currently attempting to leave Afghanistan are stranded in the country. In response to a question from Fox News reporter Peter Ducey at a press briefing on Monday. First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not, Psaki said. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home, adding that the U.S. is in touch with Americans in Afghanistan by phone, email, and other communications. There are no Americans stranded, is the White House's official position on what's happening is in Afghanistan right now, Ducey countered. I'm just calling you out for saying that we are stranding Americans in Afghanistan when we have been very clear that we are not leaving Americans who want to return home. We are going to bring them home. How long is this administration is going to keep on living in denial? I do not understand what the point is. Again, we have heard from the other headline that I read a little bit earlier, how many times they have lied to us, how many times they have deceived us. But it goes hand in hand with the word of God. What I just read to you from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. Let me tell you something. The old people used to say a long time ago, and I heard this saying among the crowds, if you lie, you steal, and if you steal, you'll kill. That means if you sin one time, sin is going to keep getting worse until you deal with it. How long is it going to take this administration to deal with the truth? This is what the American public needs on today. The truth, so that we can live the way that we ought to live in America, the way that God prescribed for us to live according to his word. And I don't know about you, but I'm so tired of all the negativity that's going around. It's causing so many restrictions in so many areas of life. We have never been in this position of life before. So that is why, for the child of God, I'm telling you on today, and I want to encourage you, to trust in God. He is the only source of truth that we have in this whole world. And certainly I want to say again on today that we're going back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, that there will be trouble as it never ever was and never ever will be again." This is what the Lord is wanting us to know in his word. If we don't learn how to trust in God when these troubles come our way, then guess what we're going to do? We're going to cave under. We're not going to stand on the word of God like we should. So listen, know, and understand on today that Satan is a master of deceit. And all he wants to do, amen, is to keep the people of God living in confusion, so that when the truth comes our way, we won't be able to identify the truth when we see it. So learn this, know this, and understand this for yourself. Amen. That God said that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse number 2 said, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." This is what we see in this society on today. This is life as it is. My friend, don't walk around in denial like some of the rest of these other people are doing. Look at this thing for what it is and identify it as the truth and deal with it through the word of God. We, as people of God, must look at it through the lens, through the eyes of God. And if God says it's wrong, then we ought to call it wrong. In other words, we need to learn how to call sin, sin. Call what is right, right. Because if we don't do that, people, then we're going to walk around being misled for the rest of our lives. Amen. He went down a little bit further in 2 Timothy 3 and 3. He said, "Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." Do we see that in our world on today? All these things were told to us in the word of God. So if you want to know anything about what's going on in life on today, all you have to do is open the word of God, and you will see that God foretold us of these things in the past. So he told us that for a reason, that when we read this word, we can prepare ourselves and be ready to face the situation for ourselves. Amen. And verse number 4, he said, "Traitors." How many times we've been betrayed before? People are still doing that on today. In fact, I heard Dr. Youngblood say on the other day, I think some people in society right now are being paid to betray their own family members. Go back and tell, if they have not taken the shot, tell certain situations about them to the government and expose them. Give them over. Betray them. This is something that should not be among the people of God. If you love God and love your family, people, you ought to love them with the love of God. You ought not to betray one another, no matter what it costs. Because what we got to learn on today as people of God, this Bible tells us, this world is not our home. We're just strangers. We are pilgrims and strangers passing through this land. And I don't know about you, but one day I'm looking forward to being with him in glory. So this is the reason why I'm not making any permanent plans to stay here. Amen. I want to be with Christ Jesus one day, because he said he was going away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we may be also. He went down a little bit further to say that they will be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And he said, from such, turn away. Amen. Turn away. We don't even need these type of people in our fellowship, in our churches. Why? Because they will come in and make shipwreck out of the church. If you allow sin to thrive in the body of Christ, without dealing with it, people, your very end is going to be destruction. So we have to know and understand on today that that's not what God desires for his people. He desires the best for us. And I don't know about you, but I'm trusting in God because I know he's a mighty good provider. Amen. I have another headline here that says, top Taliban unit donning U.S. military gear appears to mock famous World War II photo. And I know you've probably seen the photo before of the men on the beach raising the American flag. But this is what the Taliban is doing. They are mocking, amen, the American, the U.S. military. It says here, an elite Taliban unit recreated a photograph in seized U.S. military gear appearing to mock the famous World War II image of the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima. The image was revealed Saturday along with a variety of new Taliban propaganda photos and images posted online this week after the militant group took over Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan, on Sunday. Wearing U.S. military equipment and carrying specialized assault rifles, the Taliban's Badri 313 Battalion raised the Taliban flag into the ground in a similar stance to that of the U.S. service members in the 1945 photograph. What a shame that a sitting American president would allow things to happen to disgrace our military and yet turn around and say everything is fine in Afghanistan. There's no trouble. And if you turn to Newsmax, I watch that a lot. If you turn to Newsmax and look at the coverage there, you can see the people running in fear. You can see the fighting that's going on. You can see the instability and the unrest that is happening among people. People fearing for their lives, don't know that whether they're going to make it out of their lives. People, this is a serious situation. That is the reason why the Word of God also tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that we ought to pray for our leaders. Don't get me wrong. I pray for Joe Biden. I don't hate him. But the only thing I hate about him is his attitude and his actions, how he are living in self-denial, how he doesn't seem, amen, to fear the living God, how he doesn't put God first in anything that he is doing. If we read the scriptures and understand them correctly, every king that set up in positions of authority, God said, I'm the one that set them up there, and I'm the one that take them down. Proverbs chapter 24, and I believe that's verse 1 and 2. You go down and read through there. It says, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. Like rivers of water, he turns it wheresoever he wants it to go. In other words, God is still saying that he is in control. But guess what, people? We can still buck against his authority because he gave us the ability to make a choice. When he made man in the garden, he gave Adam and Eve the ability to make a choice. That is the reason why he told them, in the day ye eat thereof, that's from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, ye shall surely die. And you know the end of the story. They went and ate from the tree, and look at what happened. And as a result of that, because of that one bad decision, we were all, since that time and going forth, we are all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. What a shame that it seems like everything that God created will give him the praise except mankind. I had a church mother that used to say that a long time ago. Seemed like everything that God made will praise him except man. That was the great mother Pluma Everett, amen, a great inspiration to my soul. And I thank and praise God for her on tonight because I came up under some good, solid church teaching. That is the reason why I don't be deceived by the things that I'm seeing, and I'm not so quick to attach myself to what is going on in this world on today because I know and understand what the scripture says. So if you know the word of God and you know the truth, Jesus said, ye shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Amen. So you need to know and understand, get to know the truth coming from the word of God so that you won't be misled. Amen. Here's another article that says, Taliban pull men with black painted faces with nooses around their necks. And it had photos to show. And let me tell you something, people, I did not enjoy looking at that photo. Again, it's a mock and a disgrace on American society, the military, and our government as well. The other leaders overseas are looking at Joe Biden as a weak little wimp. I'm not trying to disgrace him, but I do want you to know that's what I have seen in some of the headlines. They are actually calling him that word because he's showing so much instability in his leadership. So when I looked at this photograph of the Taliban with black painted faces and nooses around their necks, let me tell you something. I had a very bad feeling. I felt bad for our military leaders and the people in authority. The article goes on to say the Taliban apparently paraded men with painted black faces through an Afghanistan street with nooses around their necks. Photos showed Afghani journalist Bilal Sawari tweeted the images from Herat on Friday. The photos were taken prior to the Taliban insurgency on Kabul on Sunday, prompting the evacuation of American forces from the nation's capital. The Taliban accused these men of theft. Their faces were colored with black color to embarrass them, and they were paraded in Herat City after the Friday prayers, Sawari tweeted. So know this and understand this. Everything that they are doing, they are thumbing their noses at us. They are thumbing their noses at our leaders. They are thumbing their noses at our military. This thing should not be done. I thank and praise God on today again that he's still yet in control. We have to stand on the word of God and stick with God if we want things to be done so that we can live a quiet and a peaceable life. Here's another headline that says, budget clash pits moderate Democrats against Biden and Pelosi. Confronting their party's most powerful leaders, 9 moderate Democrats are tapping the brakes on President Joe Biden's multi-trillion dollar domestic program and insisting on their own priorities. Multi-trillion dollars. People, that is a lot of money that somebody is going to have to pay back. Our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren are going to have a big bill to pay if the Lord tarries and does not come back. I certainly hate to see them having to suffer through their lifetime, the thing that we are suffering right now and probably perhaps greater. It says here, the band of moderates has threatened to oppose a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint unless the House first approves a $1 trillion package of road, power grid, broadband, and other infrastructure projects that's already passed the Senate. They could conceivably sink the fiscal blueprint in the narrowly divided House, with most of Biden's domestic agenda at stake. It's unimaginable that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, would let her own party's centrists deal him an embarrassing defeat. That's especially true with the president already under criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and with Democrats' prospects uncertain in the 2022 election for control of something again. So glad I saw it on the news, I think it was last night, that Herschel Walker is planning on running for a congressional seat for the state of Georgia. And let me go on to say, I'm certainly glad to see him running. Maybe we can put someone in there that will do away with this Warnock. I don't know what he calls himself. He says he's a preacher, but he doesn't show a whole lot to me in that area to be a person that was chosen by God to be a leader of the church. Because if he is, I mean, even if he's calling himself a preacher, he's leading his people in the wrong way. But I thank God that someone is standing up that will run against this man so that we can get somebody in there with some sense that can probably help us out of some of these situations that we're in right now. I believe we have another caller on the line. You can go ahead with your question, caller. No one? Okay, no caller. Amen. Okay, so we're going to go ahead again with what we have right here. That same headline goes on to say, members of the House return to Washington on Monday in what Democratic leaders hope would be just a two-day interruption of lawmakers' August recess to make gains on Biden's priorities. Leaders want quick approval of the budget resolution, which will set the stage this fall for setting further legislation directing a $3.5 trillion at safety net, environment, and other programs over the next decade. Lawmakers were scheduled to huddle privately before the vote for a caucus meeting. That huge measure comprises the heart of Biden's vision for helping families and combating climate change, and is progressive's top priority, and all of it largely financed with tax increases on the rich and big business. Amen. So that's just a part of that headline, letting us know that they have plans in store for what they want to do. But I thank and praise God that in spite of all the plans that they are making, I used to hear my bishop say in the church, man may be able to appoint, but God can disappoint. So let me tell you, I'm putting all my hope and trust in God on today, because he told us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. So then look at another portion of scripture here. We're going to, let me get the note here, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 14. This is what God said that he wants for his people, for the church on the day. Once we come into the knowledge of the truth, so that we won't have to live life in instability. Ephesians 4 and 14 said that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That's what we are seeing in our world on today. People are lying in wait to deceive. Why? Because they have their own ends in mind. They want to accomplish something. And you better believe the church is not included. Christians are not included. Those who want to do right are not included, because they have in their minds that they want to run the world that the way that they want to run it. And know and understand on today, the Bible lets us know that even though they are trying to do these things, God is sitting in the heavens and he's laughing. I believe that's Psalm number 2. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They don't know and understand that in spite of all their doings, God has got something planned for them. He's going to cut them off in their unrighteousness. Amen. Here's another thing that God wants the church, for the church, that they won't be living in instability. James 1, 6 through 8. This is what God said. But let him, talking about the man of faith, ask in faith, nothing wavering. That means you're not supposed to be doubting whether God is going to do what he said he's going to do in his word. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's a warning. If you don't trust in God, if you don't believe in that whole Bible as the truth, and I believe that. Country boy might not have a whole lot of sense, amen, for saying this, but I believe that Bible from cover to cover, from the first page all the way to the last, that every word in that Bible is the truth. That is God's promise to me for what can happen in my life if I have enough faith, or if I furnish the faith to trust him. And this is what we must do on today. If you furnish the faith, God will see you through. He said in his word that whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, Matthew 7 and 26, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended. That sounds like trouble. And the floods came. That's more trouble. And the winds blew. That's a third form of trouble. and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And that is what the word of God is unto us on today. Jesus is the rock of ages. He is right there for us. All we have to do is stand for holiness and stand for righteousness and stand on the word of God, and God will see us through all these times of trouble that we are in. Another verse of scripture I want to share with you, Matthew 6 and 24, says here, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Talking about money. Back in those days and time, they call money mammon. Why? Because so many people put false hope and trust in money rather than in God. So Jesus was warning his disciples at that time, if you love money more than you love God, if you hold on to things in this world more than you hold on to God, your very end is going to be destruction, because you cannot serve two masters. People, I hope and pray that you will encourage on today by the thing that we shared with you. I have 24 other Bible verses that I can't bring out with you on this broadcast on today, but I hope and pray that God will give me another opportunity to share this with you. But I hope and pray that you really got something from this broadcast on today. And I promise you, I'm going to get better at this, amen, as the time goes along. So I want you to be encouraged on today. Trust in God with all your heart, because he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Let me leave another verse of scripture with you on today. Amen. The Bible said that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So even though you can't see them and you don't feel like they're there, trust and know that they're there. Why? Because the word of God says that they're there. Thank you for tuning in on today. We hope and pray that you enjoyed the broadcast. Tune in with us next time as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.